91X News.
It's 11 degrees and mainly cloudy out there at 1 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland. The Walmart in Trenton is still closed after a fire Tuesday morning caused massive smoke damage to the inside, Quinte West Fire Department says. Deputy Fire Chief Dan Smith says the fire broke out in the back storage room and was put out quickly by firefighters. But the smoke damage was the bigger problem for the store, he says, with the entire building having filled with smoke.
The damage, it was contained just to the back storage room, to just one area of racking. It was more of the smoke damage that's the major issue, which was, again, spread throughout the entire store.
The store is still being looked at, but Smith says there could be over $4 million worth of damages done to the Walmart.
The original numbers that were floating around was about $10,000 in actual fire damage, and then around the $4 million mark in smoke damage, although that is unconfirmed numbers.
The cause of the fire is still being investigated by the fire marshal, and Smith says he doesn't know when the investigation will be over. Smith says the Walmart was first expected to be closed for a week, but that may be a little longer before it reopens. The developers of a new gold mine in northwestern Ontario say the provincial government has given the go-ahead for construction of the facility. New Gold Inc. says it plans to begin production at the site northwest of Fort Frances by the middle of next year. More than two dozen Thunder Bay-based companies have successfully bid for contracts to help build and supply the Rainy River Mine. The Thunder Bay Community Economic Development Commission estimates that the impact on the city's economy is at $70 million. Across the country, the Geological Survey of Canada reports that an earthquake has occurred in the Yukon today. A release from the organization says the shaker has a preliminary magnitude of 4.7. It occurred at 6:25 a.m. local time, but was centered 100 kilometers south of the village of Haines Junction near the Alaska border. This was about 180 kilometers southwest of Whitehorse. The release says no damage has been reported yet. And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Brexit are being credited for the Oxford Dictionary's 2016 International Word of the Year. ABC's Dave Schreider has details.
Post-truth is the word of the year. There had been competition from other words like adulting, alt-right, and glass cliff. Post-truth is defined as relating to or denoting circumstances in which objective facts are less influential in shaping public opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief. The use of post-truth increased by 2,000% over last year. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Carrie Fisher has revealed that Princess Leia's romance with Han Solo in Star Wars extended off-screen as well as on. Fisher tells People magazine that she enjoyed an intense affair with co-star Harrison Ford during the filming of the 1977 blockbuster. Fisher was 19 and Ford was 33 at the time and married of what she says was a three-month affair. The actress tells People it was Han and Leia during the week and Carrie and Harrison during the weekend. She says the romance ended when shooting on the film did as well. Fisher writes about the fling in her new book, The Princess Diarist, which recounts her experiences on the Star Wars set. She says that she gave Ford a heads up about the book after he received a draft. That's QNET News on 91X to 103. In sports news, Nate O'Gorman of the Loyalist Lancers has been named the 2016 OCAA East Division Men's Rugby Rookie of the Year. The Provincial College's governing body announced this week. O'Gorman of Stirling booted seven converts in six matches for the Loyalist Lancers this season. Two of O'Gorman's Loyalist teammates, Lancers captain Drake Bartholomew and Brennan Spencer, were named to the OCAA All-Star team as well. On deck for local sports, the Wellington Dukes play at Stouffville tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Friday, the Dukes face off against Cobourg at 7:30 p.m. at Esrock Arena. And the Trenton Golden Hawks take on Aurora at 7:30 p.m. at Community Gardens. The Calgary Flames chase a second win in as many nights when they host the Arizona Coyotes. The Flames snapped on a four-game losing streak last night with a 1-0 victory over the Minnesota Wild. The only other game on schedule has the Washington Capitals facing the Pittsburgh Penguins. And no rest for the Toronto Raptors. They're back on the court tonight hosting the Golden State Warriors. Toronto is coming off a 121-117 road loss in Cleveland last night, with NBA scoring leader DeMar DeRozan, who was held to less than 30 points for just the second time all season. The winners of the Cy Young Awards will be announced this evening. In the American League, the finalists are Cleveland's Corey Kluber, Rick Porcello of the Red Sox, and 2011 winner Justin Verlander of the Tigers. In the National League, the finalists are Washington's Max Scherzer, Chicago's John Lester, and the club's Kyle Hendricks. Warm temperatures in Alberta have forced the cancellation of the Men's World Cup downhill races at Lake Louise. It's the first time in 29 years the International Ski Federation has called off a World Cup there, according to the Alpine Canada. The season opening downhill was scheduled for November 26th, followed by a Super G the next day. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, cloudy for the rest of the day with a 30% chance of showers. Wind becoming northwest 20 kilometers an hour early this afternoon, with the high reaching 11 today. Tonight, fog patches developing after midnight with a low of +2. It's 106 and 11 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland. News on 91X is next at